Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'm going to talk about attitude and e-learning. Approaching one's e-learning experience with a positive attitude is probably the single most important factor in e-learner success. What you believe, how you behave toward your instructor and fellow learners, and how much you want to learn and why you're studying are a part of your attitude. Granted, attitude is not always easily defined, but perhaps the most powerful components are belief and behavior. So, when might your beliefs actually be misconceptions? It's frustrating to be operating under incorrect assumptions. For example, what if you've enrolled in a math class that you believed had no prerequisite, but in fact requires 3 semesters of calculus? Your assumption just got you in a lot of hot water. It's easy to make incorrect assumptions in an online course. After all, you are at a distance, and it is not always easy to do the tried and true reality checks of face-to-face question and answers. Instead, you'll have to look online, send emails as fellow students in your discussion area, post blogs, or do whatever you can to obtain more information. Analyze your responses and gain an idea of where you might think you might need to do a bit of reality testing about your beliefs about e-learning. It is always good to get as much information as possible and then to make sure you can mentally prepare yourself for the tasks ahead. You may need to do a bit of reality test about how your communications are being received. Are you communicating in a positive way? Are you maintaining a flexible attitude? Are you demonstrating open-mindedness? It is critical to maintain a sense of humor and a sense of balance. Along the way, it is important to understand where you may need to prepare yourself to succeed. You might also start to identify where support might be needed in terms of writing, research, and preparation for the level you need to be at for the course. So let's take a survey. Take a moment to ask yourself the following questions. Use the questions as an opportunity to reflect on your experiences and behavior with your online courses. Belief. What do you believe to be true about e-learning? What do you believe about the program and the people in it? 1. I believe that e-learning, which includes mobile learning, is a good way to get an education. Yes or no? 2. I believe I will be given the information I need to succeed. Yes or no? 3. I believe the institution I am affiliated with is legitimate. Yes or no? 4. I believe that the institution I am affiliated provides high-quality services and resources. Yes or no? 5. I believe that I am a self-starter, a problem solver. Yes or no? 6. I am patient. Yes or no? 7. I can tolerate a lot of frustration. Yes or no? 8. I believe that using technology helps me learn. Yes or no? 9. I believe that communicating with others via email, discussion boards, blogs, podcasts, or other methods is effective. Finally, let's look at behavior. What are your approaches to e-learning? How do you behave in situations you are likely to face when you are taking a class via online or mobile learning methods? 1. I start each message to my professor with a positive comment. I try to make sure my communications are positive. Yes or no? 2. I make a great deal of effort to do a good job and meet requirements. When I put in a reasonable amount of effort, I get reasonable rewards, reasonable results. Yes or no? 3. When I am lost, I try to research solutions by asking questions, investigating the online resources, and looking for answers that may be available for me at my fingertips. Yes or no? 4. I like to try new equipment and new programs, and I enjoy the challenge of learning new ways and new methods of learning? Yes or no? 5. Respectful behavior is always appreciated, and I try to behave in that way when I approach the people in my institution. Yes or no? Okay, let's take a look at results. Needless to say, the majority of your responses should be yes rather than no. If they are not, if they are like no instead of yes, this is a great opportunity to examine your beliefs and your behaviors. You may find that you uncover underlying anxieties about technology, learning, and/or the unknown. Conversely, you may find that the problem lies primarily with the institution you have chosen, and you may be experiencing feelings of mistrust or abandonment. In either case, it is very useful to look within and solve the problems by asking even more questions. So this is Susan Smith Nash, and you